Are you ready?
Am I ever ready? No, we just do it and see what happens.
Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
And we have a very special guest who has now been with us three times?
Four or five, actually. This is our third... Four times? Yeah, because this is our third unpopular opinion, and he did one actual where he taught us something. So I think this is his fourth.
I don't remember any of that. Hi, Justin.
Hi. I think that's wrong, but okay, we'll go with it.
Definitely wrong.
Really?
We've only done one unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. This is our second. So we're doing unpopular opinions today.
Sorry, it's taken us about 5 minutes to get it together so we could say where we were today. We're here. We're getting it together.
We are. What's up, Justin?
Not much. Just questioning everything. So it's good. We're good.
So if you all are our video watchers, you'll know that this is just audio for today. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, but also know that Justin, it's been since January, and Justin had no idea we did video.
I'm a little behind.
And he had no idea he was in the video. So if you know, you know.
Yep.
And apparently I've been in every video, but that's the one I'm actually at. So yeah, that's
exactly right.
Yeah. Carly actually puts the microphone up to your face.
When I ask science-based questions, and I'm like, I don't know, let's ask Dr. Justin, and I put the microphone literally up to your face, you would know if you watched them. You're such a great friend.
I've decided I'm going to make a podcast after the podcast and call it, like, Fit to Be Discussed or Fit to Be Analyzed, because I listen to the podcast and then just make comments on the things you say, and I'm like, oh, Carly, no.
Like a reaction video?
Yes.
Or like
I need to look into this.
Is it like a fact-checking, like, Carly, you're wrong? Like fact-checking or just the commentary?
Yes, but it's never like, not about the content. You're always right about the content. Okay. It's just the random things you say about nothing.
That so it's my personality you want to comment on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think you can just duet an Instagram video.
Yeah, I think
I
should
do that.
I don't think
you do a whole podcast. I mean, you can, but I think you need an Instagram dedicated to it.
A what?
Okay.
An Instagram.
I didn't give you the microphone, so hopefully we couldn't hear you. We're sharing two microphones out of three people, and I'm in charge. I'm the captain now.
Guys, this is how it's been for the past 5 minutes, and we could not record because we were laughing so hard. So that's about how this is going to go down today.
Why are you yelling?
I don't know.
We're all like huddled together around a campfire, heads are touching, and she is yelling.
I have a concussion, guys. I hit my head putting Easter decorations away, and Justin rolled up, and I was like, Dr. Justin, feel my head. Do I have a concussion?
I wasn't even out of the car yet.
I know. He was like, yes, you have to teach tonight. You're fine.
Oh, my God. The fact that you can't teach alone, Justin.
I want to teach alone, and so does my class. No one asks for Carly up
there. No, I feel like they do with their eyes.
Unpopular opinion.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's get actually into it. So, unpopular opinions for the second only time is what? Because I needed another refresher.
Okay, unpopular opinions are, Justin, go.
There's no one else to ask.
I know.
Something you believe or you feel or you think that most of the population does not agree with.
Right.
That's an unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm.
I struggle with this because I like to be popular. So I had to look deep in my soul.
You want to be popular. Yeah, we
what,
know.
Like it's hard? I object.
Okay, Justin, you go first.
All right. So I feel kind of weird talking about this because...
Can't wait.
Crozier is closing. Did you hear about this?
Yes. Yeah.
So I had made this before. Now I feel weird saying it. But searching for new jobs can be fun. Is my opinion.
Ooh.
Not, I know. Not if you're in the point where your job is closing and you need a job, but if you have the opportunity to be looking for a job while you have a job, I think that can be fun and exciting.
Do you work at Crozier?
No.
Then why are we talking, why do you, oh, because Crozier's closing and a lot of nurses have to go find a job right now, but you don't work there.
Yes, Carly.
Okay, all right.
Yes to everything you said.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So outside of that, I think searching for a job can be fun because you're, to me, it's almost like reading a book, right? Like it's thinking of a different reality. And so you're imagining what your life will be if you have this different job. And I think that's exciting, thinking of all the possibilities and things like that. Again, that's if you have the ability to not be in jeopardy of not having a job.
Yeah, I think there's privilege involved with that mindset.
Yes, 100%.
Unpopular.
Yes.
Why are you yelling?
I feel like that's unpopular, especially to me, because my career was searching for jobs every time we went to an audition. And it was like we never were secure True. In a job. We never knew where our next paycheck was coming from.
Yes.
So. Nothing has changed.
That's so true. Apparently, I like that.
Yeah.
But when you never know when your next paycheck is coming from, the act of searching for another job is horrendous.
100%. Yes. And I can't imagine what everyone's going through right now with Crozier closing and all of that.
So you should feel difficult. Weird saying that. It's true. Okay. Yeah.
Well, how many times have you looked for a job?
Oh, a bunch. When I left my first hospital and went to the second hospital, I looked at a bunch of different organizations to go to and different opportunities and things like that.
Do you like switching positions in jobs?
Thank you for adding that at the end.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Because I get bored very easily.
Oh, my God. Moving on.
That was very unpopular. Okay. You ready? I feel like this one.
Yes, Carly. We are ready.
I just want to be heard.
Well, my ears haven't popped from the airplane, so actually it's helpful.
Okay. All right. This is going to be very unpopular. And I think every generation feels this way. So music today is just not as good as it used to be.
Mm. Agreed.
I don't know.
Think of Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, like all the male singing groups back in the day. And now it's like, no offense, I do love Justin Bieber, but like he can't sing like they can. Like so, Michael Jackson, like that from the 80s and 90s, but now I feel like every generation feels that their generation of music is the best.
Yeah, I definitely think there is some music today that is horrible. Like the mumble rapping, I hate, and Kaden loves it, and it just drives me crazy.
What the heck is mumble rapping?
Like think of all the rappers that literally just mumble through their lyrics and you can't understand what they're saying. Not like, you know, Eminem raps and he like goes so fast, but you can hear the words that he's saying. Mumble rappers just like sound like they have cotton balls in their mouth when they're quote unquote rapping.
And Kaden likes that.
Yes, because that's what's popular right now.
Yeah, that's all he knows.
Yeah. I also think there's more options for music today. I think there was a lot of gatekeeping with artists previously because they didn't have the platforms to get their music out there like there is today. There's so many artists who are just popular on Spotify or YouTube or things like that. We have so many options to listen to actually really good artists like Benson Boone.
He's amazing. But he was one of the first ones I thought of and I was like, yeah, but he's just a reincarnation of Queen. We already had Queen.
And Harry Styles. Oh, wait, he's trying to be on. Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Are you saying he's a reincarnation of Queen because he, like, has a mustache and
his outfit choices or his talent?
I don't think he's as good a singer as Queen was. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah,
she does have a concussion.
No, I feel like he is. That's her persona is like the jumpsuit, the bell bottom, the mustache. He's trying to redo the. Like, his personality is that 70s redo right now.
Right now, I would say. But I don't think his music is like Queen.
No, but, like, I think he's good, but I don't think he can hold a candle to, like, all those 80s hair bands that can sing.
Here's the thing. Because of technology and videos and social media platforms and, I mean, I think it stems even before social media became a thing when it comes to computers and stuff and how artists, like what you're saying, get out there mm-hmm. even without like a record label.
Yeah.
If you go back, I don't know if 50s, I would say like 60s, 70s, 80s, You didn't have to look nice. You just had to be talented.
Yeah.
So those artists are just pure talent. Like, look at Phil Collins.
Stop it.
But no, for real. Yeah. Look at him in his beginning. He's just a normal guy. You would also think he was just your neighbor's handyman guy who lived next door.
Yeah.
Who happened to be this crazy talent. So that's... It's now not about talent. It's about look and the whole package versus...
It's the brand.
It's the brand versus the talent. Product. And I think with that, it used to be storytelling with music. And now it's not... It's not Meatloaf. No one's telling a story.
Yeah.
They're just singing about a subject.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that agrees with you or not.
No, it does. Because I feel like, I do feel like because we work with music so often that people's faces light up, even the younger generation, when I put some of the older stuff on. Now, yes, they like the Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. Like, that's fun too. But like when we do Ciara, One Two Step, or like not even like a little Missy Elliott or some of the stuff that's a little farther back, I feel like everybody gets excited.
Oh my God. Did you see the Coachella video of Missy Elliott?
No.
So she comes out at Coachella and the whole crowd is young and like no one.
No.
It's not that they didn't cheer. Like people were filming and stuff, but like, can you imagine if it was our generation? So there's so many TikTok videos or Instagram videos that are our generation talking about how much they don't appreciate and don't understand like what happened on stage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She came out. She did everything.
I would have died.
Oh my God.
But I feel like 20 years from now, people are going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Their music from now is the best. I just don't agree.
Yeah. I hear you.
Are we all agreed on this?
I mean,
music today is not as good.
We don't need to.
What?
I thought it was to like sway everybody else's opinion towards mine. No?
Hold on. Insert cricket sound effect. Cool.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Unpopular opinion. Now that we are entering spring, I don't know. It's been really nice outside, actually. But like summer season, I'm not a summer person. I would much rather be cold than be hot.
Unpopular.
You would rather be cold.
No, I'd rather be hot.
So you agree with me? No.
She's
No, yeah, you're going against me. You're right.
Yeah.
I love getting into we talked about this before. I love getting into a hot car with leather seats. Like I don't know what it is, but I don't mind getting into like a really hot car.
You're a sociopath who hasn't murdered yet.
Yeah, you need therapy.
When I am overheating internally, I can't function. Like mentally, I can't talk to you. I don't care about anything. Don't talk to me because now you're annoying. Like I get overwhelmed and overstimulated. But if I'm cold, I'm just cold. So I would rather be cold.
Yeah.
Hot. I needed Pedro and I had a code word for when I got overstimulated.
On vacation?
But yes, because it has nothing to do with who I'm with. Like if we're with you or, well, I would just be mad and yell at you. But like if I was with people that like, they weren't necessarily annoying me or saying the wrong things, I can't function. I literally can't function in hot, overstimulating weather when I don't want to be sweating.
I get that. See, my issue is I sweat more, I think, in the colder seasons with the clothes. Does that make sense?
I feel like you have a gland problem.
Are you just wearing 100%,
but
are you just wearing a lot of clothes?
Well, like just having to, I don't like to wear pants. I like shorts. I like shorts.
Unpopular
okay. It's not like
opinion.
I go pantless, but I don't like long sleeves. I don't like pants. Like Abby knows this
Stop
about me. I don't like
you
jeans.
You don't like pants.
I like shorts. Is that better? I don't like clothes because I sweat a lot.
Unpopular opinion number two. I agree. I'm a furnace.
Yes. Yes.
I agree.
All the time.
I need to have, like, right now I have slippers and socks on. I'm usually barefoot. I can't have I need the air.
Oh, yes. No. Yes. I am in sneakers from the moment I get up until the moment I go to bed.
You're not grounded then.
I like at least 3-inch platform sneaker in between me and the floor at all times.
You're not centered then.
I mean, we know that.
You're not connected. Then.
I get up at 5 a.m. and I will get fully dressed with sneakers on.
Really?
Yeah.
And I, no, there's no way.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
I hate sandals. I don't really? Like feet.
I hate socks and shoes. So.
No, I don't want to see, I don't necessarily like people's feet.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, mm-mm. That's not, that has nothing to do with it. Don't turn it around. Concussion. Your concussion is showing.
I'm concussed. You're concussed.
But yeah, it's that air, it's yeah. that airflow. You need, I need, all my extremities need to be out. I need to be,
yeah.
I need to be cool.
Give me 110 humidity. I don't care. I love the heat. I don't necessarily love the summer months. Like, I am a fall person, but I will take heat any day.
I think there's something wrong with your brain.
Yeah, I'm concussed.
Yeah.
We're moving on because we don't agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cemeteries are a waste of space.
What?
Agreed.
No.
Yes.
No.
There's no point. There's no point to having a cemetery.
What do you suggest? I'm sorry, I'm concussed. What do you suggest that we do with the bodies?
Cremate everyone.
Cremate.
No, never. Everyone. Never.
Why?
Don't you dare cremate me.
Why?
I don't.
You just want to be in a box in the ground?
You want to deteriorate
inside in a the box.
Where you're useless.
Yeah.
You're useless. And no one's coming to visit you.
Right, exactly. Maybe people will come the first couple of years.
When's the last time you visited your grandfather, Carly?
Melody went the other day.
When's the last That's time a, you visited yep. your grandfather,
That
Carly?
Was the question.
Mom probably took Melody.
She did.
Yeah. When, what's the point? It's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for a headstone. For what purpose?
I think cemeteries.
Cemeteries are for the living. Like, clearly, cemeteries are for the living. It's because we can't let go of the person we lost, and we want some idea that they are there and we have this connection to them, which you can have a connection to them. You still have a connection when you leave that cemetery with that person that you lost. They don't need to be physically...
Well, they're not there.
Right. True. True.
Their bones are.
I think, like, the act of being buried with... Like, I want to be buried with Andrew. I want to be buried with...
Why?
Why?
Your body needs to be near another... Well, your bones, because your body is actually going to disintegrate.
Right.
So your bone... And actually, part of your body's already been sucked out.
You're yeah. making it sound but, horrible.
But think yeah. about it. Like, you're not thinking about what happens. The fermentation process uh-huh. of a funeral home...
Ugh.
Look it up.
No, I will not do research. I just want to die in peace and be laid to rest with Andrew, who's not Catholic, so he can't be buried in the cemetery.
He yes, also he doesn't can. Want you. He doesn't care about where you are when he dies.
Let the man go. You've been clinging on to him for so long.
I think cremation... Shut the fuck up. I think cremation... 100% where you have options. Okay. Yeah. Buy yes. an urn. You want to have an urn. Then you can have your own little, service or not service. You still do a funeral, but like yeah. have your own, cemetery altar for your people. Yeah. Maybe it's in the back garden. Who knows? You could do what you want. They could be close to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Or some people wear it around their necks, which I like, I'm not really into that. I think throw me in the ocean.
Yeah.
Put me over a cliff 100%. Where I'm dusted around, coming back to the earth, yes. the earth, dust to dust. Literally, that's what that means.
Yes. 100%. Same page right here. Also, I have a crazy fear of being buried alive. So that's why I want to be burned alive instead if I'm still living.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just burn yourself alive. I do like the heat. But there...
there you go.
Our mom, you know this, wants to have a destination funeral where she is cremated and we take her into the swim-up bar pool in an urn and we all pass her around in the pool. That's what she's been saying for at least 15 years.
Yeah.
I love Carmela.
What's your point?
Well, we're not the same person. I don't want you guys to do that to me.
Okay.
No one wants to have a party with you. First of all. There's Second that. Of all. Sure as shit, Andrew's not going to be partying with you.
Unpopular Justin.
No, I 100% agree with that.
Thank you.
No. Okay, unpopular opinion. I believe...
Oh, God.
Too much information is too much information.
Correct.
I think we all know too much. I think we are inundated with so much information, and it's... I know the more you know, the better. But I don't actually don't believe that. It's so depressing and so like debilitating sometimes.
Yeah.
I agree. We're not meant to know what's going on. We're meant to know actual big news.
Yeah.
But the day-to-day strife of human existence, constantly being told by someone's biased opinion, not necessarily news and facts.
Mm-hmm.
100%. We're not meant to know what's going on every little place, every 5 seconds of the day. I agree.
Yeah.
Do we all agree?
Unfortunately, yes.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, that's how it used to be years ago, before social media, before you had information literally at your fingertips in every venue, whether it's on your phone or on the TV or on the computer. I think it was simpler back then.
I think simple living, even though that's not sometimes how I portray myself, is I love the 50s. Not that women should be seen and not heard, right, but like the simpler
and
way.
And, you know, segregation.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want to go that route, but like the simpler, you had less things. You had things that worked, that were sturdy, but less of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Things were made better back then. It wasn't like a bunch of plastic stuff.
Right.
Kids valued their toys because they didn't have many.
Yeah, you repaired.
You could live like that now.
You could, yeah.
You could stop buying. We did a whole episode on
some of the things with that. You used to be able to repair things. Now it's more expensive to get things repaired versus just buying a whole new one. Like, Abby's uncle used to own a vacuum repair store and would repair vacuums. Nowadays, that's more expensive. Your vacuum breaks, you buy a new vacuum. Know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Which reminds me, I dropped off a shoe at the shoe store before Christmas and I have forgotten to pick it up. I got to go pick that up.
Time out.
I totally forgot.
What shoe and what shoe store?
Not a shoe store, a cobbler.
Okay. Yeah.
There's still cobblers around?
Yeah. Lawrence Park Shopping Center, Pennsylvania.
But like, and you walk in and the smell of leather and like shoe polish.
Yeah.
But also, they never called me to come pick it up.
That's shoes gone.
They definitely did. You didn't answer because you didn't have the number. You didn't listen to the voicemail because you probably had way too many. And it's not anyone else's fault but yours.
How many voicemails do I have? 199.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think anyone should be listening to your opinion on anything. Moving on.
Too much information is too much. Don't tell me anymore. I don't want to know. I cannot comprehend.
Yeah. I mean, that makes so much sense. That makes so much
that's
sense.
That's a different opinion.
Oh, God.
I hate you guys.
Yeah. Back at ya.
Okay. I have an unpopular, I don't know if this is popular or unpopular, and I also don't know if I have a solution.
Okay.
I have an observation.
I like observations.
There should be a vetting system in some way, and I don't know if it's raise the price or lower the price or have to fill out paperwork to who lives in the exit, who sits in the exit row of an airplane.
I agree.
Yes. Yeah.
Being on one where we did Southwest and you had to, in groupings, you don't have seats until you get on the plane. You have to pick your seat and fight for it, basically. Yeah. I mean, nope, it wasn't really a fight. And luckily, we got the exit row, which is what he wanted to get for his, you know, long legs or whatever. But looking at who was in the exit rows with us, I would trust me. I would trust him. I looked around and I was like, no way. Yeah. There's no way that 86-year-old man who agreed, you have to like agree. You have to say
yes. They come
yes.
to you, yeah, and say, can you serve in this role?
Exactly.
You get like sworn in.
That's so well and good that they're asking that question, but the people that were saying yes,
you're like, can you?
I don't believe you. And there was a man who needed a seatbelt extender, but chose the exit row. Never
probably
got
for the
it.
Leg room.
Watched him never ask for the extender, put his sweatshirt around him to hide the fact that he couldn't belt his seatbelt.
Oh, God.
And he couldn't help anyone.
Yeah.
I didn't feel safe.
Yeah.
It didn't keep me awake. I watched the movie. Like, it wasn't that type of thing. But with all the planes right now and, like, things that are going on.
I know.
I'm looking around. There was a woman who didn't speak English, which made sense. We were coming from Puerto Rico. Didn't speak English. The whole flight was translated.
Wow.
But she moved because she didn't understand that you need to say yes or no to this. And so then she had to say it in Spanish. And she got up and she picked a different seat. And I was like, yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I appreciate that. Right. She was also older. So, like,
yeah.
She wouldn't have been able to help anyway. Now, they did have a rule 15 and under, which is why we got the exit rows, because there was a lot of kids on the plane.
Yeah.
So families couldn't sit. Like, they had to pick the proper seats. So luckily for us. So if that's the rule, 15 and under, there has to be another.
Yeah.
There has to be another rule. And I don't know how to implement that. But
yeah. I think that's a good
one. That's
it. I agree. I agree.
Okay. I'm amazing.
Justin, let's see how unpopular you are.
Oh, please. Okay. I say this all the time. Cold weather doesn't make you sick.
What?
Oh, like you're going to catch a cold.
Yes. Like, don't go out without a jacket. You're going to catch a cold, blah, blah, blah.
Do you have scientific evidence to prove that, or that's just your opinion?
No, I mean, yes, I have. Yes. What makes you sick, Carly?
I don't know, Dr. Justin.
Viruses and bacteria.
Yeah.
The reason.
You should know that.
The reason you may get more sick in the winter time if you're going outside and you're cold is that your body's then using energy to make you warm. So you're shivering, like you're expending energy in that way. And your body doesn't have the energy to put toward your immune system, which makes you more susceptible to getting sick. But the cold itself does not make you sick.
So.
Or else cryotherapy wouldn't be a thing.
True story.
Nope, you're wrong.
Also, like wintertime, you're inside more. You're around people more. It's easier for viruses to spread. So
I should just send my kids out in the snow with no jackets and be like, you won't get sick. You're fine.
Okay. When they have frostbite and have to get their fingers amputated. No, Carly, I'm not saying that.
Why are you an extremist?
Right. Exactly.
You're an extremist. You're black or white. There's no gray understanding.
Don't
There's no rainbow.
Sing it. Don't make me sing it.
Please don't.
I have the microphone. Don't give it to her. Don't give it to her. Don't give it to her.
No, I'm just saying the cold itself is not what makes people sick. Because I think there is a misconception in that.
Okay.
I think your mom's actually said that to me multiple times because I've left CFIT after teaching without a jacket.
Your mom.
Who are you?
Like, why are you offended by this?
He said your mom, so I was like, your mom.
How old are we? How old are you turning this year?
40. Yeah.
Oh, unpopular. That's okay. It's very
We know popular. You are.
Okay. Ready? My next one.
Go for it.
I had a whole speech lined up.
Stop yelling.
Sorry. I had a whole speech lined up to preface this, and Victoria looked at my phone ahead of time. I was going to say this is going to be very, very unpopular with the person sitting next to me. And I feel like popular with you, Justin.
Oh, okay.
I think I don't know you as well. Maybe I don't know you as well as I think I do.
You probably don't. Given the history.
I don't know. I thought you worked at Crozier. I'm not sure. Okay. Ready?
I'm on the edge of the couch.
Big
literally.
Lead up here.
Not working on yourself all the time is okay. Do you agree?
I do agree.
Oh, thank God.
I do agree.
Let me explain. I feel like all we do is constantly better ourselves, which obviously I'm not saying not to do.
You're not doing it, first of all. You haven't started.
I start and then I stop. I know what I should do, but I feel like sometimes it's okay to just be and just, unless you're a horrible human being, but sometimes you just need to coast for a minute before you start working on something else. I feel like we're constantly working and grasping for the next thing instead of just being.
I think that's a good excuse for you not to do any of the things that you're not following through with. You know, like this podcast for the past 115 plus weeks that you have not implemented any of the things. I think this is a good excuse.
No, it's not an excuse. And tell me why you agree with me and all my other opinions.
Okay. I've actually...
No, whoa. It's not. That's not what it is.
It's chop five in half. Okay. I have actually thought of saying something like this, but I didn't want to say it in the setting, so I'm so glad you said it in the setting.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about the setting. So,
yeah, clearly. We know. I think it's okay to give yourself some grace for a short amount of time to say, I'm being pulled in so many different directions. I just need a minute to catch my breath. Right? And I felt like this last year when I was trying to prioritize my mental health and my physical health and my position as a husband and my position as a father and trying to be the best father and the best husband and the best boss. And I was having two different units at work and I felt so overwhelmed because there was so much in my life that I could not stay on top of it all. And so I said to myself, like, it's okay to just take, you know, you don't have to wake up at 5:30 every morning and work out. You don't have to push yourself to be in that lead that work at work. You don't have to feel bad for saying no to your kids to like take them on a bike ride and then take them to the park and then play this game with them. Like, it's okay to say no and just give yourself a break. I think if you do that, it needs to be a very short amount of time. Like, it's just to get your head above water and breathe because the fear, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, is if you do that, then it will just continue and it will be hard to get back into it. So I agree, but like, it has to be just a quick come up for breath and then get back into it.
Yeah, or else it's just excuses.
Yeah.
Then you're just living off of excuses.
Right. And I don't mean it to be an excuse. I mean it to be like sometimes, like even... I was putting it towards like comparing it to CFIT, like in the fitness industry, you're always trying to do the next best thing. You're always trying to like, well, what's this gym doing? Or what's the next new workout? What should we be doing now? It's never, we're never just a steady line. We can never coast. We're always having to look to the next thing.
Woo!
Do you feel like what?
I feel like you're always doing that.
Because I feel-
I'm always telling you, don't fix something that's not broke.
No, I know, but I feel like just in any business, you're always trying to look at what the next best thing is. And I feel that for myself sometimes. I'm always like, oh God, I got to drink this protein coffee and I got to do this and I got to do that. When sometimes it would be just better to just be like, okay, just let me be up for a minute, figure out what's working, what's not working so that I can stop trying to be better and figure out what better is.
Right.
You know?
I get it.
And like, that's, I don't know. I don't, and yeah, also it's an excuse to just like sit down for a minute.
I think, I think it's, I can see you having that mindset, especially in the fitness industry, because I feel like things do change very quickly and fads come in.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to stay on top of like what fads are, like what is just a fad, right? And it's not realistic and it's not helpful. Versus what is going to be that next industry that pops up that you're going to want to be a part of. So like Zumba came in real strong.
Yeah.
And like no one really does. It's still out there, but it's not as popular now as it was.
Right.
It's morphed into different things. And I feel like that's it's continued to do that, right? Like jazzercise used to be a thing and that morphed and it's constantly changing. But I can get why you feel like you need to stay on top of it so much because – the industry is literally always changing.
Yeah. And I feel like Melly R is like calling my name and she's, I just want to be like, let them,
shut up. You have officially.
You're just trying to throw out.
No, you've wasted like $34.99 on a book, on a hardback book that I bought her to read.
Did you read it?
Let them.
No. And
did you read something other than the cover?
I went through the book and underlined and gave tabs that she didn't have to read the whole book. Just read these sections. Do you know she hasn't opened the goddamn book? So talk about an excuse. That's why I don't buy this. I don't buy it. Because you haven't tried. You're too tired. You're watching Bravo at the end of the night instead of doing things that could actually better you.
Because sometimes I don't want to be better. I just want to be...
Sometimes isn't every night. That's not sometimes. That's every night.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not every night.
She's so mad. She's so mad, guys. She's so mad.
Okay, moving on. Unpopular opinion.
Go.
It's actually probably popular. But if you can't keep a plant alive, you shouldn't have children.
What? Wait, but I can't.
I know.
If you cannot keep something that is sentient, that doesn't speak, and only needs the basic necessities, if you cannot keep that alive, you should not raise children, have children, raise children, be a part of something that can speak and live and have a brain and be a part of the, you know, next generation. You shouldn't have kids.
You think that's popular?
Yeah. I don't. What? I wish the video was on right now to see my face.
Justin and I are speechless because yeah. We both don't like plants.
This is worse than my coffee opinion, I think.
No. You shouldn't. If you get a bouquet of flowers and you can't keep it alive past a week, I think there should be some sort of vetting process. And I know
you're all about the vetting process.
Yeah. Well, because look at the state of the world.
I mean, I agree. There's.
Yeah. I don't want to. There's definitely too much information. I don't want it.
Well, there's your definitely head in people the
having kids
help.
That should probably not have kids.
Kids are having kids.
But here's that's true. Here's the other thing.
Kids have always had kids.
I don't be mad at me for saying this. I don't care about plants.
But neither do I. And then she gets really upset. So that's
this isn't about caring about plants. This isn't about caring about children.
But I don't
if you are unable to keep something alive that only needs food and water and not education and not money.
But what if I don't want to?
Yes. Here's my thing. If somebody said you must take care of this plant to be able to have children, I would take care of the plant to the best of my ability and that plant would be alive. If somebody said take care of this plant, it has nothing to do with having kids, I would let it probably die.
I understand what you're saying.
It just, well, looking around.
Looking around this garden that we're sitting in right now?
No. Or looking the world. Around the world with with watching people at restaurants with their children don't have kids. The amount of kids that were on headphones and tablets or phones in public places on the vacation or the airplane. I understand an airplane. You need to entertain them.
Yeah.
I get it. There are times and places for everything.
Yep.
But you can't sit and have a meal with your kid.
Yeah. We moved.
Don't have kids.
Yeah. We moved away from that pretty early on when having kids because we would see it all the time. So now every time we go to dinner, Abby always has games in her purse. And then we tell the kids, like, bring a couple toys. Like, that's what, if you're bored at dinner, that's what you're going to do. And we always bring, like, Uno or Old Maid or something like that. And we'll play a game or apples to apples. We'll play a game at the table while we're waiting for our food.
But you bring legit games like apples to apples?
Like there's like a little travel one that we have.
Yeah.
Because that drives me crazy when they're just sitting on the tablet. We do it for planes.
Planes are a little different.
But
it's just the amount of you see this at dance class. The amount of kids that have no social skills, who have no respect, who have no manners. It's because of the parents. It's not about the kids.
Yeah, 100%.
So if you don't want them and can't take care of them properly, don't have them.
I don't think it's about not wanting them or not being able to take care of them. I think there should be some sort of process, but I don't think it's about not wanting. You don't know how to deal with them until they're there. Right. So some people don't know that they shouldn't or didn't want or don't know how to take care of them until they're there.
So try keeping plants alive. Thank you. You are correct. If you cannot keep a plant alive, that should be a little indication that it's possible your maternal, paternal instincts of just keeping something alive is not there. And it is probably not the best description. I just am over watching the world parent.
Yeah. I will say.
And parent. Carly. I'm over watching Carly parent. Just kidding.
My kids are not allowed to play the tablet at the table.
So. Parenting is so hard. I am not the parent I thought I was going to be.
Oh my God, me 100%. Either.
Like, I feel like you have all these plans and dreams and like this is what my kid's going to do and that's what my kid's going to do. And then we were literally talking about this yesterday on Sunday at Easter dinner. We were talking about this, that we have three deans.
You have three deans.
Literally, we've had this conversation.
So happy Dean came up on your Easter conversation.
Yeah. I don't remember why we were talking about that. We were talking about just having like parenting kids in general and how it's so difficult and it's not what you expect. And especially now, like Caden is going to be 10. He wants a cell phone. His friends are having cell phones. His friends are having sleepovers. And I'm...
Yeah, we're against both of those.
Yeah, I'm not okay. And he was in the play and a bunch of the boys in his class were having a sleepover one night of the play. And it was this huge blow up because we didn't let him have it. And we tried to explain the best that we could. Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, we're looking out for your best interests. We want you to be safe, both physically and mentally. And that's hard to understand when you're 9.5 years old, you know? But at the end of the day, we need to make those decisions to keep him safe. I can't imagine him having a cell phone right now. And his friends have cell phones.
Oh, yeah. So do Melody's.
And they're in text, like, group chats. And God only knows what is said and, you know, what little innocent thing may be said that then... puts a mental toll on them when they're growing up. So
yeah, I am against sleepovers, and Melody knows this. Dean and Lewis don't even ask. But like, I mean, all three kids sleep in my bedroom, so I don't think they're gonna be asking to sleep over anytime soon. And if their friends want to sleep over, I don't think their parents are gonna want them all sleeping in my bedroom. Yeah. So we're good there.
Yeah, you need a plant.
You need a plant. All right, go ahead, Justin.
Okay.
Victoria was unpopular.
Bye-bye. All right.
Always.
So just stay with me. I don't know what you two will think of this one, but the first step that you take isn't the most important, right? So like, I feel like we always say...
The first cut is the deepest.
No, thank you.
Baby, I know. The first cut is the deepest.
That's all I know.
It goes,
what happened
to your voice? It goes up, I think. Sorry, go. What?
Oh, you're still here?
Unpopular.
Still here.
Explain.
All right. So the first step you take isn't the most important. And I feel like as fitness instructors, we're always saying, just take that first class. Mm-hmm. Like once you start taking it, like, that's the hardest, which it can be the hardest sometimes, but it's not the most important.
That's literally my speech to a new person.
Yes.
Okay.
The most important step is always the next one.
What?
I read this in a book, so it's not my, it's not my.
Wait, this isn't like outlandish. I'm confused.
I don't know if I agree.
I think for me, that was just like a flip in how I viewed things, you know? Like, the next step, that next class, that next meal, whatever the next is in your journey for your mental health or your physical health, the next one is always the most important because that's what is going to keep you moving forward in your journey. And
I thought you were both not working on yourselves.
Shut up.
No, I'm in like I'm just taking a 5-minute break because I work on myself all the time. I just need a break because I'm enough.
It's is frustrating that what, is when that, no progress is being made.
Is that what your therapist told you?
Yes, Victoria told me. Victoria once told me I'm enough.
No, I mean...
I take it back.
Yes and no. No.
I completely agree with it and think it's not a wild thought. Like, day one is just one day if you keep going.
Yeah.
So it's always the next move that you're going to make is the next move because it's every decision's a fork in the road. Every single decision.
Can I be devil's advocate?
You always are.
Uh-huh.
Gonna be devil's advocate. I'm doing signs.
Please don't.
Okay. I do think taking the first step is... Oh, well, you said the most important, right? It is the hardest. Maybe those are two different things.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe I do agree with you. I do think taking the first step in anything is the hardest.
Yeah.
Like starting a new lifestyle eating-wise or taking the first... workout or I do so hardest and important are very two different things.
I mean they are two different words, so yes, they are two different things.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I only 50% agree with you.
Right. It's okay. Hard to we always say it. Hardest part was walking in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is true.
Which is so true.
Like the unknown is always
exactly. Exactly. And every decision's unknown.
Yeah.
So every time you make that decision, okay, I had a healthy meal, this meal. What's my next meal going to be? Well, what's the choice?
Yeah.
To have another healthy meal.
Yeah.
That's a hard and the next decision.
Because I feel like people will be like, oh, I ate healthy, so now I can have, like, I can cheat and do this because I'm rewarding myself for eating healthy. Which, yes, you can have those, like, small moments, but you always have to keep that mindset of, like, okay, I did great. Now, moving forward, that next meal, I still need to continue to do good. So
I think that's unpopularly popular.
Oh, okay. I'll
because
take it.
People don't do that because yeah. things are hard.
Yeah.
And but it's important. And important and hard are two different words we've learned.
We're learning so much.
Oh. So let's see what that's what happens when you take the back seat to bettering yourself. Vocab.
Well, I also don't think you listened to what I said and just heard what you thought I said, which is kind of your MO.
That's her only MO.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm working on it.
No, you're not.
Are you?
You're literally not. Literally.
But that's a really good segue into what it was, but then you guys kept talking, so my segue's gone.
Okay.
She's a segueist.
I am. I love a good segue, but the moment has passed. To my last unpopular opinion, which has nothing to do with anything good. And okay. I know that you guys are going to have no idea what I'm talking about.
Stop disclaiming.
Okay, but everybody is going to understand. I believe...
Oh, God.
...that the New York housewives are the superior housewives.
What?
I don't care.
I don't think any of them just don't are care. Superior but in you, what sense?
You can give your Go ahead. Moment.
I believe that the original... Let me say it again. The original New York City housewives are the superior housewives. Nothing else needs to be said. That's my opinion.
Okay. Well,
that's my opinion. Okay. Except that was OC housewives.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. Nobody cares what you're talking about. My HBO, eyes just glazed look over. Up the documentary Demons of Hollywood.
Ooh.
Episode I just watched. Yeah, it's really good. Episode I just watched yesterday was on the housewives. Gina.
Which one?
J-E-A-N-A, the original.
Oh, Gina. She's from OC.
Watch it.
Okay.
Wait, I think you were telling me about...
You won't want to keep watching it.
What were you going to say?
I think you were talking about a different documentary recently. Were you?
About the Power Rangers?
Yes!
Demons of Hollywood.
I gotta watch it. Okay. Yeah.
Demons of Hollywood.
I just wanted to get that out there for the masses that like housewives that I believe OG NYC superiority.
What just happened?
There's also a rehab specialist on the documentary who talks a lot about what's going on.
I need a tissue.
For your issues?
Yes. Oh, we love haikus here.
Do you know what a haiku is?
Ooh, our haiku corner is coming up. I forgot. Melody is really into haikus right now.
Is she?
So we're going to do a haiku corner moment. And I forgot.
In the podcast, you're having a haiku corner
moment?
Okay.
She very much wants to be back on the podcast because it was 2 years ago and she was talking about her ex-boyfriends and her life has changed since then. So she would like
dramatically
to come back and talk about something else. But that's...
I support that.
That's a popular opinion. Anyway. Anyone, last popular opinions? Get them out while you can.
Are you last calling right now?
I know. Is it 2 a.m.? Are the ugly lights coming on?
I think that's for me to say.
Closing time.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I think it's because it was my last one, and I feel like, you know, if it was my last one.
I think... There should be not a license, but a medical alcohol card. Like there's a medical marijuana card that you have to be approved to be allowed to drink.
I could support that.
Yeah, I can definitely support it, but I don't believe that's ever going to happen.
Oh, God. No, it's not.
No.
But you need a medical marijuana card to go into marijuana stores to purchase the drug.
I mean, here in Pennsylvania, you do. In New Jersey, you do not.
That's correct.
Where Justin usually goes, so.
Clearly.
He knows.
Correct. They're, yeah. You needed them in Puerto Rico.
Did you?
Yeah. So it depends on where you are. Correct. Depends on whatever. We did not go but into I, one, just to put that
I
out
like
there.
The idea.
It just, it's, yeah.
But don't, isn't that just a license for alcohol? You need a license to order alcohol. Buy it, order?
Order.
Jesus, get it out.
No, you need to be approved. You have to have a mental... health reason to have a marijuana card, you like you would need to show a diagnosis
like glaucoma
of anxiety
or
inflammation and arthritis and pain. There's a medical reason. That's why it's called a medical marijuana card.
So you would need a medical card saying you don't have any of those things and you are allowed to drink alcohol.
Basically, you know what I mean? Reverse medical marijuana card.
I don't have
alcohol.
Mental illness. I don't have depression. I don't have all these things because when I do, when I have alcohol, bad things happen. You would need a free and clear to consume alcohol card.
Yeah.
I'm out.
We know.
Yeah, but God forbid she take a hit.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh my God, people who smoke weed, oh my God, oh my God. Like, you're so. Stop.
But crack open those Surfsides.
Yeah.
Throw them back.
Stateside wine. Not so much anymore, but back in my heyday, yes. I could have used a card.
Yeah.
I should have used a card. Yeah. 99 bananas and 99 oranges did me dirty back in college.
Boone's Farm.
Yeah. Sounds horrible. That sounds so gross. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Popular. I was popular.
I don't think you were.
No. I think we know. We don't have to think. We know.
Now, Justin, did you know my name first or me first? Did you, like, hear my name through the halls of school and you're like, man, I really want to be friends with her?
No.
He knew me.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I said, that's my sister.
True story.
Yep.
Anyway, you got another one?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? So you said you had 17.
I mean,
look. He's whispering. I like to whisper too. Can we ask Justin's picture?
Yes. Ask Dr. Justin. Okay, no, you don't have any more. You can say no.
I have one, but it's.
You don't have to better yourself. You can say no.
Okay. I mean, I say no to you all the time, so I'm well aware.
Okay, so do you have one or no?
Fine, I'll say one. Okay. Okay. I think we should ban the term, and I may have said this before, Mr. Mom.
Why?
I hate the term Mr. Mom because I think it's degrading to both parents.
Who says Mr. Mom?
There's a movie.
There was
one of
a movie.
My favorite movies is Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Came out early 90s.
Early
90s. Late 80s, early 90s, something like that.
He was the one that it was a stay-at-home mom who took care of the kids.
Stay-at-home and dad.
Stay-at-home dad who took care of the kids.
And right there. It's just, right, like the gender biases and gender norms that say women should be the ones taking care of kids and that if dads are, then they're not really the dad, they're more the mom role.
Right. So like, there's no equal, there's a you're doing the mom role right now.
Right. And I also think, right, like dads can do the bare minimum and society will be like, they are such a good dad. And meanwhile, moms are literally killing themselves, sacrificing their mental and physical health for their family. And they do one wrong thing and they get criticized for not being the best mother or wife.
I was looking around on spring break. We went to Candyland.
You went to Candyland.
We went to Candyland in Delco, which is like a little bouncy house, jumpy, like ball pit thing. And I was sitting there looking around at how many dads brought their kids. So I don't know if they were off because of spring break or where the moms were, but almost all of the people there were dads and their kids.
Yeah.
Which I was thinking, wow, how cool, but maybe not how cool because that should be normal.
Yeah. And I think I think it is getting more normal now. We're definitely at an age, I think our age group specifically are at a point where it's not abnormal for like both parents to be working and both parents to take a more active role in child rearing and all of those things that were typically the woman's job, quote
right.
unquote.
So wait, why was that cool?
Well, not cool. I was just thinking how interesting, like, oh, all these dads are really involved. Whereas 50 years ago, like our grandpa, he wouldn't have taken the kids to Candyland, I don't feel like, because he would have been working, or he would have been like, no, you know what I mean? And how today it was like almost all dads and their kids. I was like, what a change.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like now so many dads are way more involved than they were 50 years ago.
Yep.
And I was also like, well, where's Andrew? Do I have to be here?
Well, what if it's not because they're more involved and it's, I'm not around, I'll take you, give mom a break.
Yeah. It could be totally that as well. But I was thinking, just like, I was just noticing it looking around.
Yeah. And I think, you know.
Wipe your nose. Sorry. I've been laughing too much.
I forgot you're allergic to laughing.
Because she's never laughing around you.
It's, yeah. She's usually yelling at me.
Wow, you wipe real hard.
Real hard.
Say it again. Say it again.
Never again.
Real hard.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. Wow, your eyes bug out when you do that. That's an interesting visual.
I'll be sure not to call you Mr. Mom then.
Thank you.
Who calls you Mr. Mom?
When Kaden was little, I think I was at the grocery store and this old woman said like, oh, Mr. Mom, blah, blah, blah. And I got so pissed. And it's so stupid to be pissed about like at a 7-year-old woman who has no idea, right? No, like when she was younger. Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing when people at the grocery store say to me, oh, you got your hands full because I have 3 kids. And I'm like, I'm good.
This is right. This is just my life.
Oh, well, then you don't know what you look like then.
Or like, good luck. Like when they see Dean and they're like, good luck. I hate that. I'm like, I don't need luck.
Right.
I need therapy. Alcohol. No, but it's those things like it's the same thing. Mr. Mom, good luck. Or, you know, you got your hands full. It's all words.
I think it comes from a place of like a good natured place. Yeah. Like it's not like
No, it's conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's good natured. I think that's conditioning.
Yeah.
That just happened in not a child format, right? One of the dance teachers got engaged and she doesn't have a diamond. She picked a different jewel, a gem. And one of her older clients gave her a hard time about it.
Yeah.
And was like, you're not really engaged. That's not a diamond.
Yeah.
It's conditioning. Unfortunately, I want to say it's the older generation, but it trickles down. So, like, I've heard young people say similar type of stupid things.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Generational trauma.
And it's the same thing when they're like, oh, is the dad babysitting? No, he's just
babysitting. That happens all the time.
Yeah, he's just watching them.
Yeah, people always say, not always, but I've heard multiple people.
That's a lie. You're lying.
I know. I've heard multiple people say, like, men, oh, I can't, I'm babysitting my kids. Or the mom say, oh, my husband's babysitting the kids.
No, they're just
dadding. Your kids.
They're like, dadding.
They're just your kids. It's just your life.
They're dadding?
Did I make that? Is that going to become a trend?
No, not at all.
No, because it sounds stupid.
Sorry, guys. I'm just dadding
today.
I'm
just parenting.
What are you doing?
Parenting. I'm momming. I think that's what you were looking for.
But you wouldn't say like, oh, no, I can't, guys. I'm parenting tonight. You would be like, no, I got a dad.
Nope. You would just say like, no, I have my kids.
I have a father.
But yeah, it's the same thing.
That drives me crazy when people say
that. Okay, fine. I agree.
Thank you.
Yep.
That physically looked hard for you to say, but I appreciate it.
I do what I can.
It's just because her nose is full.
Unpopular opinion episode number 3 in the books.
This is number 2.
Number 2.
Wow. Wait, she was dead serious.
She was dead serious.
Because I was trying to correct myself in the beginning.
Yeah, you said 4.
Oh. Dos.
Eckies. Dos Equis? She said Dos Equis. Oh my god, that was the whitest thing you've ever said, and you've said so many white things.
I need my alcohol
therapy.
Stop it.
Same thing.
Every time you say alcohol, I'm saying therapy.
No, every time Justin has told me to get therapy, you guys need to drink at home. He said it like 15 times.
Therapy. Sometimes it should sink in at some point.
You would think, but
I'm taking a break from bettering myself right now. Leave me alone.
Well, would you at least blow your nose?
I think you have to start before you take a break.
Let him.
Just kidding.
Let him hate. Hater's gonna hate.
There you go.
Let him.
There you go.
With that said, thanks for tuning in if you're still here. If you are still here, I think you need therapy. But we appreciate you.
We do.
Don't take a break on us.
No.
We're going to thank Justin for taking off from work today.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Just for you.
Just for us. That's what we're going to tell ourselves. And, you know, come back.
I will.
For the 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th episode.
Now for the
3rd.
It's
been, I think it's been over a year since I've been here.
Yeah. You haven't given us the time, so thank you for giving us the time today.
I was very busy.
You have called out of work a lot, though.
Yeah. I'm thinking of dropping my second job, so I'll have more time for you. So.
With that being said.
Oh, shit. We're the second job. Yeah. That's fine. Carly helps you teach anyway. Tuesday nights with the duo. I won't be there.
Carly strong arms me into her teaching during my class.
Are you saying I'm strong?
And Carly tells me. Carly tells me it's you.
Literally, I have the receipts. I will show you.
All I heard was Justin thinks I'm strong. He said I strong arm him.
Okay.
As usual, remember, but you don't have to because apparently you can take a break to be fit, to be real. But like, remember, you don't have to do that.
And a little extra.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
I feel like you don't mean that.
Carly, blow your nose. Ew, it was
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.